नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष श्रृंगवादि पाश्चात्य देशपालिने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो नहीं आएगा तो बंद कर देंगे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग मन शिक्षा। वी विल मेमोराइज, वी विल रिसाइट द फर्स्ट टू वर्सेस एंड देन क्विकली रिकैप व्हाट वी हैव सीन इन द सेकंड वर्स। गुरौ गोष्ठे गोष्ठालयिषु सुजने भूसुरगणे स्वमन्त्रे श्रीनाम्नि व्रजनवयुवद्वन्द्वशरणे सदादम्बं हित्वा कुरुरतिमपूर्वामतितराम् अये स्वान्तर्भ्रातश्चतुभिरभियाच्छे धृतपदा न धर्मं न धर्मं श्रुतिगणनिरुक्तं किल कुरु व्रजे राधा कृष्ण प्रचुर परिचर्यानि हतनु सची सुनु नन्दीश्वरपति सुतत्वे गुरुवरम् मुकुन्द पृष्ठत्वे स्मर परमजस्रं ननु मना। सो इन द फर्स्ट वर्स वी सॉ व्हेन वन गेट्स अ डिजायर टू when one gets develops the faith for the process of bhakti, what he should do? He says when one gets faith, then he should develop, he should surrender to Krishna. How does one surrender to Krishna? By developing love for Krishna. How does one love for Krishna, or how does one practice love for Krishna? By developing love for his tadiya. Here we are talking about love for Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So then, how do you develop love towards Krishna? By developing love for things related to Krishna. So, Gurau, Goshte, Goshtalayeshu, Sujane, Bhusuragane, Swamantre, Srinamni, Vrajanavayuva, Dvandvasharane. So, Abhi, we will meet again on मंडे, क्योंकि कल हम मिल रहे हैं क्या? कल नहीं ना। सो व्हाट वी विल डू इज आपका मंडे तक का होमवर्क है कि राइट सम पॉइंट्स फर्स्ट वर्स का सम प्रैक्टिकल वेज इन विच यू आर विलिंग टू टेक सम कमिटमेंट। इट्स नॉट इमीडिएट कमिटमेंट नहीं है, एटलीस्ट इन द नियर फ्यूचर यू आर विलिंग टू वर्क अलॉन्ग दिस लाइन्स। Gurau, what can be done? Goshte, what can be done? Goshtalayishu, what? Sujane, Bhusuragane, Swamantre, Srinamni, Vrajanavayuvadvandvasharan. So, ye aath cheez ka, you can write down. Sit and write. How I can take one baby step forward towards developing an appreciation towards these eight things. So that I can take eight baby steps forward towards developing appreciation for Krishna, Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, which means we are adding, we are making a very significant progress in the direction of replacing some element of Vaidhi with some Radhana, or even that Vaidhi faith becomes stronger. So this is one homework. Okay. So second, we discussed about nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu sachisunum nandishwara pati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshtatve smara param ajasram anumanam. So we will discuss, yesterday we discussed Shivaram Swami Maharaj's commentary. We discussed Vishnu Jagat, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's commentary about what is the meaning of na dharmam, na dharmam. So first verse mein we saw how do we develop attraction for these eight things? He says by giving up pride. And he said how to give up pride. He says he spoke about the six aspects of pride. Deceit, illusion, crookedness, deceit, illusion, crookedness, pretense, like that cheese bataya. And he said by hearing the pastimes of Krishna with in a prayerful mode, the pastimes which deal with pride, Arishtasur, Kalia, Brahman Patnis, Keshi, Trinavarta, Shakatasur, and Nalakuver and Manigri. So these seven pastimes indicate pride due to seven different things, which indicate these six aspects of pride. He says if we hear these pastimes in a very prayerful mood and very attentively, then this can help us internally overcome the nature of pride. Like that Shivaram Swami Maharaj writes. So then in the second, we saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that there are three categories of people. People who are spiritually ignorant, people who are spiritually intelligent, and the sadhakas who have developed at least their faith is on that level of spiritual, but their conditionings may be on the level of material. So they are struggling. So the injunctions, rules and regulations are there for spiritually ignorant. For the spiritually intelligent, self-realized people, there are no rules and regulations. They act on the platform of spontaneous love. For the sadhakas, they have to externally follow the scriptural guidelines. In the internal mode of pleasing Krishna. Like for example, he says that
Krishna
ra samsara goro chadiya na char jive doya Krishna naam sarva dharma sar. Like that. So he says that Shri Raghunath Das Goswami has instructed such persons who have realized their spiritual identity to pursue the worship of the divine couple without much regard to dharma and avadharma. Then he says, even while performing whatever required duties are needed in their life, spiritual practitioners, not self-realized people, sadhakas, should infuse those activities with service to the divine couple, Shishi, Radha and Krishna. He gives, for example, they may follow the varnashram rules, but they should perform those duties in a mood related to pure devotional service. They should not think that, you know, by doing this I am getting purified. They should see it as service to Krishna actually. For example, those who are married should establish the deity form of the Lord. Then they can engage in earning money, farming, supporting one's family, protecting wealth, assets, buildings, etc. But all in the mood of identifying oneself as a servant of that particular deity which they have installed. One should not think that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, like that. They should, even Shraddha ceremonies should be performed in the mode of service to the deities. You offer them their boga and you can reserve that boga for your ancestors, that prasadam mahaprasad for the ancestors. Then by practicing this, when he comes to the stage of bhava, then he develops this mode of avyarta kalatvam. So at that time, he cannot afford to spend even a moment in performing anything, those duties related to the body, varnashram duties. At that time, he gives it up. Till then, one may follow some of the limbs which are conducive for bhakti, but in the mood of devotional service, not in the mood of practitioner of karma. Then what is the role of if we have to one-pointedly worship Radha and Krishna, then what is the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship in this? He says, Sachi Sunum Nandishwarapatim Nandishwarapati Sutatve Smaramana. While worshipping, you have to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the same as Krishna. Prajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Sei. Like that. So then he says, Guru Varam Mukunda Preshtatve Smara. You have to worship Shri Guru as being the dearest to Mukunda. So the worshipper should think that the Guru is carrying the mission of Krishna to reclaim fallen souls. So he should not see the Guru as speaking his own opinion and as doing something, engaging the servant for his own pleasure, but he should see the Guru as being the representative of Krishna. And on top of that, he should also see him as an intimate friend of Srimati Radharani, Priya Sakhi. Like that. So here, these are the places where our Acharya has very clearly explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, not just Raja Prem, but only Unnata Ujjwala Rasam. Otherwise, why would he indicate that the Guru has to be meditated upon as an intimate Sakhi, Priya Sakhi of Srimati Radharani? It's very clear actually. Otherwise, otherwise he would not say, he could just say that as an associate. It could be in any of the rasas, but he very clearly mentions here that as the Priya Sakhi of Srimati Radharani, like that. So this is Bhaktivinod Thakur's comment, and we also read from Shachinandan Swami Maharaj's commentary on this second verse.
I am saying notes.
So he says that if I have developed my firm faith in Krishna, then what is my duty? Then if someone takes complete shelter of Krishna, then khane peene ke liye kya karenge? So he gives the example of Shrivas Pandit, Shrivas Thakur. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him and he asked that, "Arey Shrivas, I see you day and night with your family, you are performing Sankirtan. I don't see you going out to work. How will you maintain your family?" So Shrivas Pandit said that the Lord has been protecting till now. He has been maintaining us till now. And you have given your promise. So if one day no food comes, no problem. 2 days, no problem. 3 days, no problem. If on the fourth day nothing comes, then along with my family, I will go and drown in the Ganges because you have not followed your, because you have given up on your promise. So he says, the conditioned soul's dharma is to run around this world trying to make arrangements for taking care of himself. So therefore, for those ignorant souls, there needs to be proper rules and regulations to stop them from engaging in impious life and encourage them to live a pious life. But those who possess the knowledge of the soul, they do not require such scriptural rules and regulations, and they are called wise. But however, a grihastha needs to maintain his family and also try to support the brahmacharis and renunciates. This is the old tradition. But even earning such livelihood should be done with absolute dependence on Krishna. And he gives the example of his friend who was a householder. He performed astrology as his profession, and it was not going on very well. Then he gave a promise to Tirupati Balaji, and he said that whatever I make, 10% I will offer to you. But he did not keep up that promise. when he did not give up that promise, then his thing fell down. And then his wife told, look, you are not right, you should fulfill your promise. So he started fulfilling the promise, he became quite rich. So basically, Maharaj says that this clumsy example I am giving, just to make it a point, that how we should live our life by being dependent on Krishna. So how to have this dependence on Krishna? He says we should meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that meditate on the what is it? Karaha vichar, vichara karite chitta pave chamatkar. What's that? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha vichar, vichara karite chitta pave chamatkar. So he says that yadi gaurana hoito tabeki hoito kemona dharitamde radar mahima premarasa sima jagata janato ke. So he says that we should understand that how fortunate we are that we have, through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have got the opportunity to worship Radha and Krishna and experience and we have received an opportunity to achieve Krishna prema like that. And he says that we should actually see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being non-different from Radha and Krishna. So how do we see this? He says our Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kya hai? So he quotes from Narahari Vishesha Parichaya by one of the disciples of Narahari Chakravarti. So where he writes that once Krishna and Radharani were sitting together and Krishna took hold of Radharani's hand and he said, today you give me something special. And Radharani, in a very special mood, she says that her heart melted. And then Krishna said that, can you give me what? Can you give me this love that you have for me? And Radharani said, no, if I give you, you cannot hold it. And Lalita Devi also came in and told, look, we have seen her, how she becomes in her love for you. Actually, you cannot handle it. Then Krishna took the other hand of Radharani and he said, actually, please, I want to experience this love. Then Radharani said, okay, I will give you this love, but in addition to giving my love, I will also cover your blackish body with my effulgence, so that when you unable to hold this love, when you stumble and fall down and roll on the ground, you know, my effulgence will protect your body like that. So therefore, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So then, he says, this is how we meditate on Gauranga Mahaprabhu if we follow the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then he says, this verse also tells how we meditate on Guru. So, Mukunda Preshtatve. So, Maharaj says that this, I find this instruction very practical. He says that you should think of the Guru with this attitude, that he is dear to Mukunda. Then he says, see him as a dear friend of Krishna doing Krishna's work. And then he says that it is important to see your guru as a friend of Krishna. See his essence even when he chastises you. The spiritual master wants to give you Krishna and he wants to bring you to Krishna because that is what Krishna wants. Krishna wants you. Of course, the Guru will help in Krishna's mission. That is the meditation we should have. And then verse 2 also says that Vraje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharyam Ihatanu. It says that stay here in Vraja and perform profuse service to Radha and Krishna. And then he says, if you want to worship Radha and Krishna, you must have 6 ingredients. The 6 ingredients are, first is, learn to offer obeisances. He says that is a very important aspect of our sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami and others, they had niyamit roop se dandavat karte the. Second is, learn to offer prayers. Third is, थर्ड क्या है? थर्ड इसे इस ह्यूमिलिटी बोले के प्रैक्टिकल वे ऑफ डेवलपिंग लव फॉर राधा एंड कृष्णा वर्शिप. यात्रा के लिए अच्छा मेडिटेशन है, एस्पेशली वी आर गोइंग टू वृंदावन. I think we are reading the right book before going to Vrindavan.
Yes.
So, then, of course, so this is where we saw in the commentary of Srila Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. So now, we will start discussing the commentary by Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, which is quite long, but still because you have okay. This second verse of Manasiksha contains a very important element, the principle of a single goal. Raghunath Das Goswami explains how a person who lives in the world and performs the duties associated with the world can attain this unity of spiritual direction. अलग अलग लोग अलग अलग चीज कर रहे हैं पर फिर भी यूनिटी ऑफ डायरेक्शन कैसे हो सकता है. इन द अर्ली वर्सेस ऑफ मनस शिक्षा रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी स्पीक्स ऑफ द वेरियस ऑब्स्टिकल्स दैट अराइज ऑन द साधकास वे. वन ऑब्स्टिकल इज दैट अवर माइंड्स आर मेनी ब्रांच्ड बहुशाखा अनंताश्च बुद्धयो अव्यवसायिनाम. वी आर अकस्टम्ड टू सेटिंग मेनी गोल्स एंड परस्यूइंग देम बट बाय डूइंग सो वी कैन नेवर रीच कृष्णा. Because as the saying goes, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. Unfortunately, we are practiced at trying to accomplish many things at a time. This is the same obstacle that Krishna speaks about in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kidhar?
Vyavasayatmika
buddhi ekaha kurunandana bhushaka hyananta buddhaya vyavasaya. For a person who follows the path of conventional religion, dharma, there are many regulations, one of which is the instruction to worship God. The prescription for the person who has chosen bhakti and wants to attain bhakti is just one, however. God is not merely included, the only goal is to attain God. It should be the only goal and everything else a means to attain that goal.
Makishma, you, God is like your order supplier.
Common dharma. And worship of God is one of the duties. Whereas,
to get your things done. Bhakti mein pura, you...
The only duty is to worship God. To attain this goal of worshipping. In other words, we should develop chastity to God. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Krishna also says that foolish people worship the demigods and their minds are stolen by illusion, maya. Ultimately, a person must have one goal, which is love of God. Why the demigod worshippers are called foolish?
Oh, because if they use proper intelligence, though they will know that this is temporary, you may not temporary, and they will get some permanent results. It will not go beyond.
It is not directly coming from the Lord only. Why are they so why do indirectly?
Correct. They are not called as foolish because they have material desires. They are called foolish because they are approaching the demigods.
Whom the Lord is only supplying.
Improper way of worshipping the Lord.
Nailok ke liye demigod worship ka concept ye one god many god. Humne do baar coach kiya one god many god hum lete nahi hai.
Kyun?
बट क्योंकि वो शनि मंदिर है
मैंने तो अभी तक एक भी सिक्स सेशन कोर्स अटेंड भी किया नहीं, दिया भी नहीं, तो मैं बोल नहीं सकता.
हमारे घर में तो कुल देवता है, बहुत जरूरी है. अच्छा कर रहे हैं आप, संस्कृति को बचा कर रखिए, उनसे समझने का प्रयास करके
सब बहुत सॉफ्ट सॉफ्ट
सॉफ्ट टेक अ सॉफ्ट अप्रोच, टेक अ सॉफ्ट अप्रोच, डोंट कटिंग अप्रोच मत लो,
जस्ट इनफॉर्म
सॉफ्ट अप्रोच.
धीरे धीरे आगे संस्कृति बढ़ाओ, एक आध दो साल में जब अपना आ जाएगा.
मतलब उसमें क्या है, लोअर हायर लेवल का हाईलाइट नहीं करता, जस्ट इनफॉर्मिंग ऑफ एवरीबॉडीज रोल, सबका रोल एंड प्रोफाइल कैसा है, कैसा है, वो क्लियर कर देंगे. वैसे दे आर ऑल वेरी पावरफुल पीपल.
सी वन वे यू कैन टेल इज देयर आर टू तत्वस, ईश्वर तत्व एंड जीव तत्व. इन ईश्वर तत्व देयर आर टू कैटेगरीज, विष्णु तत्व एंड शंभु तत्व. ओके,
शंभु हो गए इधर.
So, Vishnu Tattva is all the Vishnus, Vishnu expansions. And Shambhu Tattva me, Lord Shiva comes. And Jiva Tattvas me, two categories. Highly empowered Jivas and ordinary Jivas. Highly empowered Jivas me, all the demigods come. ऑर्डिनरी जीवास में हम लोग आते हैं, डेमिगॉड्स हमारे जैसा नहीं है. सो विच मीन्स यू आर प्रेजेंटिंग द ट्रूथ, बट यू आर प्रेजेंटिंग इन इट इन सच अ वे दैट यू आर गिविंग ड्यू रेस्पेक्ट टू द डेमिगॉड्स. डेमिगॉड्स हमारे जैसे नहीं है,
बट
दे आर वे पावरफुल देन अस बिकॉज दे हैव सर्टन क्वालिफिकेशंस. बट एट द सेम टाइम you have also established that they are not Ishwara Tattva. But आप उसके बारे में ज्यादा बोल नहीं रहे.
Pension? Just for the sake of mention. छोड़ दिया.
So rather than putting them down by comparing them with Vishnu, you are glorifying them by comparing them with you. But at the same time, you have also mentioned that they are not Ishwara Tattva. They are Jiva Tattva only. So you have done your job. At the same time, you have glorified them. So person who is hearing, uska demigod, uska false ego maybe it will not be a heavy thing.
अपने से तो बड़े ही
हैं. अपने से काफी.
गणपति कौन सी बात है?
Demigod. नहीं सब कुछ पूछ रहा है. नहीं नहीं नहीं
नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं
नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं नहीं The Shiva who is the in the Ishwara Tattva, he is almost like a Vishnu Tattva only.
Shiva
will be
Shiva
Sadashiva Rudra.
Like that. That is Sadashiva.
Shankar. He gets married. So Sadashiva is not
सदाशिव का कंसर्ट इस दुर्गा देवी ओनली.
तो शंकर और वो फिर वो वाले शंभु तत्व में आते हैं कि
मैं इस बार आई रेड ब्रह्म संहिता थोड़ा केयरफुली पढ़ा मैंने वेरी क्लियरली मेरे बैग में है बुक वेरी क्लियरली इट इज मेंशन ऑफ ग्लांस इज लॉर्ड शिवा वो सब कुछ नहीं जियो गोस्वामी आल्सो writes exactly what Rupa Goswami writes in Laghu Bhagavatam, that ki O Shambhu actually Mahavishnu hi hai. Shambhu because he bestows good fortune. Shambhu. Sham means good fortune. He says that Mahavishnu, when he glances on Prakriti, he takes a slightly different form, which is called as Shambhu. But that is Mahavishnu's form only, and that is not Lord Shiva. Neither is the glance Lord Shiva, nor is a glancer Lord Shiva. Both are Mahavishnu only. Lord Shiva is not involved there in that case. So the person who is glancing is Mahavishnu, but in his form as Shambhu. But that Shambhu is not Lord Shiva. Very clearly, Yoga Goswami clarified. And Rupa Goswami to clearly likhte hain ki wo Shambhu Mahavishnu hi hai. But here, Yoga Goswami. Sadashiv ka.
Ishwar tattva mein the na. Ishwar of the material creation.
That Sadashiv probably is involved in annihilation.
Ishwar tattva mein the. Ishwar in which sense we call Ishwar? Kidhar to unka chitta rahega?
I have a feeling that Sadashiv is the same as Mahavishnu. मुझे वैसा लग रहा है क्योंकि वैसा सदाशिव के बारे में लघु भागवत अमृत में तो कुछ पढ़ा नहीं है.
शिवा का कौन है देवता कैटेगरी में कौन आता है शिवा का इसमें कोई आता है शिवा के एक्सपेंशन में या इसमें कोई
द 11 रुद्रस हु आर देयर ऑल आई थिंक जीव तत्व कैटेगरी
अब ये आ रहा हूं मैं बाद में फोन करता
हूं. ओके एनीवेज लेट्स कंटिन्यू. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Krishna also says that foolish people worship the demigods and their minds are stolen by illusion Maya. Ultimately, a person must have one goal, which is love of God, not just worship of God. Whereas the other proper dharmic followers, they worship God and that is one of their duties. But devotees, they have one duty only, loving God. When we worship God for material gain, then the gain we want to get is more important to us than God himself. Therefore, prayojan is always more important than abhideya. For all the other practitioners, Krishna is the abhideya. Shriyapatir, Yagyapatir, Prajapatir, Dharapatir, लोकपतिर भियाम पतिर पतिर गतिश्च अंधक वृष्णि सात्वताम प्रसीदताम में भगवान सताम पति. बट फॉर डिवोटीज कृष्णा इज नॉट जस्ट देयर अभिधेय बट इज देयर प्रयोजन. सो बिकॉज इफ बाय वर्शिपिंग कृष्णा यू वांट लिबरेशन देन फॉर यू लिबरेशन इज मोर इंपॉर्टेंट नॉट कृष्णा. Krishna is only important to the degree that he delivers you liberation. But Krishna says, I cannot deliver you liberation. Shiva can deliver you liberation. Then you will worship Lord Shiva. You are not attached to worship Krishna. You are attached to liberation. So liberation is more important. But for devotees, they worship Krishna to attain Krishna. Krishna is the prayojan also. Patir gatischa andaka vrishni satvatam. Pati means provider. Gati means what they want to achieve. Okay. So then he says that Raghunath Das Goswami is stressing that a person must clearly understand that they have only one goal and everything else serves that goal. For example, Dronacharya marveling at Arjuna's accuracy asked him, how do you hit the target so precisely? Arjuna explained by saying, first I see the bird and along with the bird I see the tree in which the bird is sitting. And I see the branch on which it is sitting. Then I see only the branch on which the bird is sitting and the bird. Then I see only the bird. but I do not shoot the arrow until I stop seeing everything else but the eye of the bird. The arrow then flies there by itself because I do not see anything else.
Focus is important. Direction of memory.
It is this quality that we need to develop. When we look, we should not see anybody except Krishna or Krishna's service. Kuch bhi dekh rahe, it must be something connected to Krishna's service. In conditioned life, we look and we see Maya. As we practice, as Raghunath Das Goswami speaks about in this verse, we gradually stop seeing everything else. Ekanta. Ekanta means a person who has only one goal. And when we do not see anything else, then our hearts are filled by faithfulness towards God. Just like a faithful wife towards her husband. After all, God is Ishwara, the supreme Pati or husband. When we scatter our minds over various goals, it is as if we are being unfaithful to Him. पर ये बाकी लोगों को बोल नहीं सकते, because they have not developed that faith. Because their worship of God is only because they realize that to achieve my goal, I have to worship Him.
He is the means.
जिनको भगवान का जो worship है वो means of attaining something else है, उनको उनके पास जाके हम chastity के बारे में बोल नहीं सकते. उनको उनको ऐसा बोलना है, अकाम सर्व काम हुआ मोक्ष काम उदारदी तीव्र न भक्ति हो गया ने यदि तो पुरुषों पर. That is the focus. That is what we should emphasize for them. Whatever you want, Krishna will fulfill. Worship Him. डिवोटीज बनने के बाद नहीं है, मतलब नए नए लोग हैं जिनको दूसरा, बाबा मुझे पैसा चाहिए, मुझे अच्छा पढ़ाई करना चाहिए, उसके लिए आप भगवत भक्ति करने से होगा क्या? होगा ना, क्यों नहीं होगा. लोन चला जाएगा क्या? नहीं, ये देखो
आप जैसे.
No, see, Madhav Gopal Prabhu's question is, उन्होंने पूछा कि मेरा लोन चला जाएगा क्या? So you could have told, वैसा नहीं जाएगा, the Lord will guide you to take right decisions in your life. You
आपका अच्छा ही होगा, जो होगा आपका अच्छा.
You pray for it.
ऐसा होगा.
जो होगा अच्छा
होगा.
वो तो वो नहीं तो नहीं होगा.
नहीं. You can tell him that, you know, he will, if you take sincere shelter, the Lord will guide you to come out of your problem.
You is training.
Ye galat hai kya? Will the Lord not guide you to come out of your problem? Wo kaisa guide karenge, wo unke upar hai. Maybe he might give you inner strength to tackle the problem.
Get above the problem.
He will give you the determination to work hard to pay off the loan. Or he may even
close the bank.
Whatever. So the point is, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti. This is, but for those who have taken up to practicing pure practices, if they are getting strayed due to their conditional pull, then their Shraddha has to be strengthened by telling Baba, Bahushaka Yanantascha Buddhayo Abhyavasayana. Bahushaka Madbano. Stay focused. Like that. So we have to understand that person.
So same for all.
Rastas ko balance karna padega.
Huh?
Rastas have to balance.
It is all
case to case.
Case to case basis. Generalize mat karo. उनको समझने का प्रयास करो. आज सुबह भी वासुदेव प्रभु के साथ डिस्कशन में वी आर डिस्कसिंग द सेम थिंग, यू नो, वी हैव टू ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड पीपल. वी शुड नॉट बी रेडी विद अवर सॉल्यूशंस, बिकॉज सबको एक सॉल्यूशन काम नहीं करेगा. वन शू वन साइज डज नॉट फिट एवरीवन.
नीड इंटरेस्टिंग आंसर.
you try to understand that person. You should have time for that person. You should have concern for that person. That is most important. Then, don't be ready with your solution before even the person comes. Sometimes, aadha sentence mein hum usko solution dena shuru kar dete. पता है हाँ ये करो ऐसा नहीं है. समटाइम्स पीपल अप्रिशिएट ऑल्सो प्रभु जी इतना इंटेलिजेंट है तो ये ऐसे भी बोलते हैं. मैं कुछ बोलना शुरू किया वो सेंटेंस खत्म करने से पहले ही मुझे सोल्यूशन दे दिया. एम्पावर्ड है. तो मैं उनको पूछा कि वो फॉलो किया क्या, वो किया कुछ नहीं हुआ पर so see the point is now we should have concern, genuine concern for people, and then Krishna will empower us actually. Then Krishna will give us intelligence. We should genuinely pray, Krishna please help me to guide him properly, or somehow I'm feeling very bad that he is suffering like this. Iska kuch to solution de do. वो मेरे द्वारा हो या इट मे बी थ्रू मी और मे बी थ्रू एनीवन एल्स बट प्लीज हेल्प हिम आउट. दैट जेन्युइन कंसर्न शुड बी देयर. व्हेन दैट इज देयर देन सो देयरफॉर फॉर गृहस्थस आल्सो इट इज ऑल केस टू केस बेसिस. फर्स्ट थिंग आर वी एबल टू शेयर देयर सफरिंग by feeling genuinely bad for whatever problems they are going through. वो important है.
ये ग्रस्त तो पिछले संडे को भागदौड़ क्लास देखने उसमें प्रश्न पूछते पूछते रोने लगे. हाँ. Genuinely वो ऐसा एकदम tough आदमी है.
हाँ. आप क्लास लेते थे.
क्लास देने का क्वेश्चन पूछा था. रोने लगे. मगर बहुत आसुत तो भी बहुत बाकी है.
हाँ.
बहुत सारी इच्छा है. ज़्यादा भक्ति भी कुछ ज़्यादा किया नहीं. करने का भी इच्छा नहीं हो रहा है.
एक यूनिवर्सल चीज है जो सबके ऊपर काम करता है. कलानिधि प्रभु से मैं बात कर रहा था जस्ट रिसेंटली संडे. आई हैड सम टाइम सो आई वाज थिंकिंग चलो कुछ ओल्ड फ्रेंड्स से थोड़ा कनेक्ट करेंगे बोल के आई दो घंटा मैंने निकाला शाम को 7 to 9. आई डिसाइडेड आई विल कॉल माय ओल्ड फ्रेंड्स. एक एक करके मेरा फोन बुक चेक कर रहा था. कलानिधि प्रभु का नाम है. कलानिधि प्रभु से मैं ऑलमोस्ट वो दो घंटा उनके साथ ही चला. तो वी वर डिस्कसिंग. सो देन फाइनली आई स्पोक विथ हिम. आई स्पोक विथ माता जी. आई स्पोक विथ देयर टू सन्स. फाइनली देन बहुत कुछ डिस्कस करने के बाद ही सेड प्रभु जी टेल मी समथिंग. एंड ही वॉज टेलिंग दैट यू नो आई कीप लैमेंटिंग वो मेरा इश्यू. मैं उनको जात शब्द मत कथा सु बोला. आराम से एक्सप्लेन किया उसको. इट्स अ वेरी एनकरेजिंग वर्स.
मैंने वो बताया सात कृष्ण नाम चरितादि.
हां दैट इज आल्सो वेरी
किंतु आधार में जो कृष्ण
चलो सही वो जिसका
वैसे दोनों का वैसे
सिमिलर. सो वी शुड नो व्हेन पीपल से भौतिक आसक्ति है जनरली दे आर रेफरिंग टू दैट कंडीशन. ये आप लिख के ले लो नहीं तो वो आर्ग्यू करेगा. इफ ही स्ट्रगल्ड बाय दैट भौतिक आसक्ति यू बी श्योर दैट इट इज कमिंग फ्रॉम देयर कंडीशनिंग. यू हैव टू गिव देम द कॉन्फिडेंस दैट कृष्णा विल नॉट रिजेक्ट यू फॉर दैट. कृष्णा विल रिमूव इट. यू वॉन्ट इट. यू आस्क देम द वेरी फैक्ट दैट दे आर फीलिंग एम्बरेस्ड बाय इट means that they want it removed. but they are not able to do because the affection is very strong. So you have to tell them that Krishna does not have unrealistic expectations from his devotees. That confidence you have to give them. So when they get that confidence, then they will get that, with that confidence they will overcome it. Otherwise they will feel hopeless. Otherwise aap material desire ke upar aap tokte rahega na, usse material desire nahi jayega actually.
Class mein tab kuch ho raha
tha. Haan. Nahin, in general I am telling. But when you tell them about Krishna's benevolence, then they will get the strength to give it up for Krishna.
No, the same person. Well, initial three classes you were arguing. ये रहेगा अच्छा है, मतलब इतना तो करना पड़ता है, ये तो एक जरूरी है ऐसा ऐसा. It's like fourth time he's meeting. And he's saying, अभी क्या करूँगा इसका? अभी है.
वही.
I could see the transition ऐसा.
Correct. So
regular attendant
people ना.
चलो.
You have to जैसे someone is quoting Gauranga Prabhu that at the end of it, people should feel hopeful. Give them hope. They should feel encouraged. Kuch bhi karo, don't discourage them from scare. They should not get scared of practicing bhakti. They should feel positively inspired in practicing devotional service. Give them hope. Ultimately, whatever gives them
कभी-कभी complacency निकालने के लिए ज़्यादा शेक करते हैं ना कुछ लोग ज़्यादा शेक भी करते
हैं नहीं नहीं of course when someone is becoming complacent then a different approach should be followed but when someone is feeling hopeless because of their condition then you have to they have to be encouraged actually case to case basis है you cannot
पिछले तीन चार बसे cheers means I'm just hammering on consistency और कुछ ज्यादा बड़ा नहीं बोलो जो भी छोटा करो करो रोज करो चार मत अलग नहीं करते नहीं हो रहा है कभी चार कभी बैठ कर तो ही करो रोज करो वो रेगुलेशन से आप धीरे धीरे प्रोग्रेस करेंगे बहुत अपने से बोलो काफी लोग
क्या बोल रहे थे प्रीचिंग
प्रीचिंग मींस कुछ जो है ना जो सेटल्ड है उसको
अनसेटल
करने अनसेटल्ड है उसको सेटल करना ठीक
अच्छा Okay, anyway, let's continue. So, he is explaining about having one goal. Arjuna ka example diya. I see only the eyes. Till I see only the eyes, I don't shoot. Like that. It is this quality that we need to develop. When we look, we should not see anybody except Krishna. In conditioned life, we look and we see Maya. As we practice, as Raghunath Das Goswami speaks about in this verse, we gradually stop seeing everything else. Ekanta. Ekanta means a person who has only one goal. And when we do not see anything else, then our hearts are filled with faithfulness towards God. Just like a faithful wife towards her husband. After all, God is Ishwara, the supreme pati or husband. When we scatter our minds over various goals, it is as if we are being unfaithful to him. This unfaithfulness manifests itself in various ways.
We are more than a prostitute like intelligence.
Yeah. Either subtle or gross. Vedic culture first teaches a person to be chaste in an ordinary way. But the highest chastity consists in reducing everything else to this goal. In seeing how everything else brings us to this goal. Matlab, Vedic culture teaches us chastity in our regular dealings. But ultimately that purpose is also to bring us, to help us come to the platform of absolute chastity towards worshipping Krishna. And here Raghunath Das Goswami says, Nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam kila kuru. Reject all dharma and all adharma for Krishna's sake. When we wear a kantimala and eat with our right hand instead of a fork because it pleases Krishna. Krishna, believe it or not, likes it when we sit on the floor and when we wear neck beads. A chaste wife decorates herself with ornaments only for her husband An unchaste wife also puts on ornaments, but she wears them for everyone. In the same way, we must adorn ourselves with our virtues and qualities, and not for the sake of the virtues themselves, or to make a show of these virtues, but so that Krishna enjoys them. We keep this secret deep in our heart. I am following this dharma, all that Krishna wants me to, for the sake of pleasing him. So you want to follow for the sake of pleasing Krishna. It is said that there are different categories of gopis. When Shyam Sundar Gopinath stands under the Vamshivat playing his flute, the gopis run to him, but they face different obstacles on the way. There are impediments that some sadhana siddha gopis, of which there are different categories, meet on their way to the forest. Some run to Krishna and face no obstacles because they have no obstacles in their hearts. But there are other gopis who hear the sound of the flute. They want to rush to Krishna, but their husbands bolt the doors and stand before them and explain, "Where are you running to?" These gopis remain at home and die of love for Krishna. These are the Rishicharis and Shrutichari gopis who are actually Raganuga sadhakas. And then by the fire of separation from Krishna they attain, they become Siddha. And in their spiritual bodies they actually join the rasa dance. Some gopis' husbands seem non-existent and do not bolt their doors. Those gopis run out and come directly to Krishna. However, with other gopis, there are husbands and bolts. The restricted gopis still have an attachment to dharma, to their righteousness. Attachment to the idea that I am such a righteous gopi. And yes, Shyam Sundar is playing his flute and I want to run to him. But here is my husband. Immediately the husband turns up and says, "Did you call me?" And he bolts the door. So they have attachment to that dharma. When a person retains even the slightest attachment to the notion of being something other than a person who loves Krishna, this is attachment to pride. This attachment to pride can become manifest even as attachment to virtues, and it will create an obstacle on the way. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktiruttama. In the process of spiritual practice, we must overcome all these hindrances, and when we overcome these internal obstacles, the external ones will disappear. Then, when we hear the sound of Krishna's flute, we will run and dance and embrace Krishna. We should clearly understand that we have only one goal, which is love for Krishna. And the only way to achieve this goal is by chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So this is how he explains, "Nadharmam, nadharmam, shruti gana niruktam kila kuru." He explains the example of the gopis. Those who were stopped by their husbands, they actually had an internal obstacle, that they were attached to being righteous. But those who did not have that internal obstacle of being righteous, their husband did not stop them. And then later, by that attachment to Krishna, when they give up their attachment to righteousness, then they give up that body, and in their spiritual, they attain spiritual bodies by which they go and join them. That's later. Okay. Then Maharaj talks about Guru and Lord Chaitanya.
आगे टॉपिक बना के दिए।
और 16 पेजेस मतलब दिस इज अ कंपाइलेशन ऑफ उनका क्लासेस क्लास का ट्रांसक्रिप्शन है क्लास का ट्रांसक्रिप्शन एंड ट्रांसलेशन रशिया में ही गेव दिस सेमिनार तो उसको ट्रांसक्राइब करके उसको इंग्लिश में ट्रांसलेट किया है गुरु एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य उसके बारे में क्या बोलते रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सेज व्रजे राधा कृष्ण प्रचुर परिचर्याम इह तनु आई स्टार्ट वर्शिपिंग राधा एंड कृष्ण देन ही सेज शची सुनुम नंदीश्वर पति सुतत्वे हाउ आई शुड सी लॉर्ड चैतन्य Lord Chaitanya, the son of Shachi, I should see as the son of Nanda Maharaj. When we worship Lord Chaitanya, we worship him as Krishna. We see him as Krishna who brought us love of God and came to teach us love of God. My Guru, I should see as Mukunda Preshta. In other words, Raghunath Das Goswami says, to learn to see one goal in everything, we should do. So how do you see Krishna and Guru by seeing Krishna as Guru's, Guru as Krishna's friend. How do you see Krishna in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna who came to give us love.
Who came to give us love of Krishna. And Guru who is sharing his vision.
Yourself.
In this way.
Krishna, Krishna.
That is the meaning of one goal. If you worship Guru, worship him as someone who is most dear to Krishna. Worshipping Guru should not turn into a personality cult. Sometimes people blinded by their own, by their so-called Guru, so-called love for Guru, start worshipping him apart from God. We worship Guru only because he is dear to Krishna and through him we can come to Krishna. We want to come to Krishna. We don't want to come to anything else because there is nothing else we need except Krishna. We need love for Krishna. We need chastity in our hearts. This is why, this is what Raghunath Das Goswami asks his mind in the second verse. He says, give up everything else. You need Krishna. Everything else should not become an end in itself for you. You should learn this art of how to connect everything you do to a single goal. To see that at the end of everything is Krishna. Who is bent at three places with his flute to his lips, who is calling us all to dance. Okay. So, therefore, in this way he is explaining how can you see, how can you, that single goal of love of Krishna is there, but how do you connect worship of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to loving Krishna is you see the Guru as Mukunda Preshta and you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as that personality who has come to give love of Krishna. In that way you connect worship of Guru and worship of Chaitanya to worship of Radha and Krishna. Okay? So do you want a 5-minute break now?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So we will take a 5-minute break and then we will continue this.